I'm actually drinking from a cup. And this topic for my little podcast and blog today, you see, I think we are all like a cup in which both energy goes in and empties out, and we fill and we drain. But we can grow attention to the cup and understanding those fillers, you know, and we can actually really grow when we start to learn that sort of stuff. You know, it was always a challenge to get them to care for themselves. They were like always giving out to others, and I could just see that their life was being sucked out of them. I explained that you can't give out of an empty cup, but self-sacrifice and martyrdom had been drummed into them from childhood. They remember that Sunday school song, which I loathed as well, J-O-Y. It was Jesus first, yourself last, and others in between. And it was sung to the merry little tune of Jingle Bells. Now, I know joy, but you've got to look after yourself to be able to actually give to other people. And this person, all that giving out was leading them to their fragile body forming cracks, and the body was breaking down. It just couldn't keep on giving out. And illnesses came, sleeplessness, anxiety, depression, and the body was trying to send a message, stop abusing the cup. Many years ago, I spent some time with a counsellor by the name of Ruth Penny. Sadly, she's died now, but she suggested that I do a simple little spiritual exercise. And I don't know whether she developed it herself or someone else's, but I use it all the time, and I often recommend it to other people too when I'm doing coaching with them. And it's to simply imagine yourself as a cup and to notice what is filling your cup and what is emptying it out. The input and the output, what is flowing in and what is being taken out. And it's a simple little exercise of attention. And the first thing you've got to do is to get yourself a journal or a piece of paper and a pen. And so you can have something, just something you can write down your experiences on them. And keeping a record of your entries will enable you to see any trends in your life and may well point out to you some things that God wants you to take notice of. The second thing you need to do is to quieten yourself, because this is a spiritual exercise of attention. So you need to be quiet and give yourself space to breathe and focus and allow yourself to be still. And you prayerfully ask the Spirit, Holy Spirit, to open an awareness of your cup to you, to see what God sees. So you can hear and notice what's actually going on in your life. And then the next thing is I want you to imagine your life as a cup. You know, a cup is something we're all familiar with. You know, Jesus used a cup as a metaphor for our lives. The cup is a container for something. They have a purpose and a practicality to them. And look, this aspect is not about the external aspects of the cup, such as the colour, the age, the shape, the cracks or the chips, but more about what flows in and what flows out. The fourth step is to actually, this is where it gets down to the business, write down your cup fillers and your cup drainers. And as you consider how your life is a cup, take note of what has filled your life and what has drained your life. So for cup fillers, what has given you a sense of life? Look, it might be the smallest of things, such as a smile from a stranger, something you have read, something you have achieved. It is really anything positive that has been poured into your life. And really, don't dismiss even the smallest of droplets that made their way into your life, because they actually all add up. And when I sent out my email to my email subscribers just now, I talked about observing a beautiful sunrise through foggy mist. Now that seems pretty small, but it actually does add up. What about the cup drainers, the things that drains out of your life? Well, write down things that where you have sensed a real giving out, a draining. It might be a relationship, a conflict, or a work situation. It could be anything, but for whatever reason, this has drained some sense of life from you. And understand, you know, that's normal. We give and we take, we give, we take. Fear Number five is prayerfully look at the fillers and the drainers. Imagine them, ponder over them. How full or empty is your cup at this moment? Do you notice any patterns in what has filled or drained you? Is there anything you need to do differently? What do you need to let go of? What do you need to embrace? What will repeat itself if you don't make some changes? Yeah, you might like to discuss and problem solve some of the drainers with others and see what they how they can might help you. Yeah, and set some small, highly achievable goals that focus on both filling your cup and dealing with the drainers. Look, mate, some things can be both drainers and fillers. For example, I love talking with people at a deep level. It both fills my cup, but also can drain it. And this is okay as long as I'm aware of it and I learn how to ways to fill up my cup. And, you know, it's a balancing act, isn't it? Number six is to repeat the exercise. I encourage you to repeat this exercise. Make it a regular part of your life. It could be every day or every week. And as you do this, you'll begin to see patterns to what fills and drains your life, this cup. You know, there may be an invite to those patterns to explore further. Those habits, both good and bad, have a revealing nature to themselves. I wonder what they can actually tell you about you. By the way, this exercise is beneficial if you are considering like a career change. You begin to notice little patterns that might be signposts for a future direction to explore. And the seventh step, I believe is important, is to give yourself a cup of grace. Look, if I could give everyone some unique, fantastic beverage, it would be a cup of grace. Yeah, here's a cup of grace. We can so easily measure ourselves against others and pick up a nasty case of comparisonitis. You know, the poison of comparison cripples our contentment. Instead, give yourself a cup of grace. Look, mental health is taking notice of your cup, what is filling you and what is draining you. Here's some quotes for you to consider. Justice is getting what is deserved. Mercy is not getting what is deserved. Grace is getting what is not deserved. Daryl Johnson. To be more aware of the other person, first become more aware of yourself. Without self-awareness, self cannot be laid aside in order to listen. David Riddell. Love yourself as you love others. If you don't care for your own needs, you'll soon be unable to care for those who need you. David Riddell. And spiritual growth begins with easily overlooked disciplines of attentiveness and surrender. David Benner. Some questions. Hey, what on a regular basis has an energy filling effect on the cup of your life? Number two, what on a regular basis has an energy draining effect on the cup of your life? And number three, are you able to give yourself a nice cup full of grace? Hey, it's Barry Pearman. I just want to say thank you for watching or listening. And I hope you found this helpful. If you'd like to email me, I really enjoy hearing from my listeners and readers and so on. It's barry@turningthepage.co.nz. That's turningthepage.co.nz. And just a big shout out, big thank you to those people who regularly support what I'm doing here, Patreon supporters, et cetera, et cetera. If you'd like to be part of my team, it'd be great to have you on board. Come over to turningthepage.co.nz/support, and you can find out lots of different ways that you can support me and what I'm doing. But for now, I pray that you would learn about the cup and take the cup into your life, and that you'd start to learn about what fills and drains your life. I'm just going to pray. Father, Spirit Jesus, I pray that you would guide people into learning and listening to their cup and what you would want them to know about their cup and what how you would like to fill their life more with grace. Amen. Hey, have a great week, and I'll catch up with you next week. when we do this all again. Thanks. Bye.